U.S. elections offices start severing ties with software firm after chief executive's arrest. Governments around the country are reconsidering contracts with a firm whose CEO was arrested last week on allegations of illegally storing election workers' personal data on servers in China. Eugene Yu was arrested on October 5 near Lansing, Michigan, where his Connick firm is based, on data theft charges lodged by Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gaskin. Storing such data offshore violates its contract with the county, Gaskin's office said. Connick subsequently lost contracts with Detroit and Fairfax County, Virginia. Montana has had a relationship with Connick going back to 2010, and at least some of it is ongoing, including online voting access for military, foreign, or disabled voters, according to the Western Montana News. The Epoch Times received no response on October 10 to emails or telephone calls to Montana Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson. However, the Elections Board of DeKalb County, Georgia, voted on October 10 to continue its contract with Connick. The two Democratic appointees, plus the at-large member appointed by a judge, voted first not to sever the contract and then to require the data in question be held only on the county servers. The two Republican appointees opposed. The county's IT director assured the board that data using Microsoft Azure business software, like many other county systems, would be secure. The board did not address the broader concerns County Republican Chairwoman Marcy McCarthy raised in a letter read during the meeting's public comment period. "My grave concern is that our active account could become inactive in a single moment, and doing so during 19 days of early voting or on election day could cause havoc with our election operations. We would have no advance warning and no recourse," McCarthy said. "It comes down to the basics of who will pay the bills and what employees will continue to work as the company is in turmoil," McCarthy said. "What happens if Connick cannot pay its cloud hosting fees? When they can't make payroll?" The county is also exposing itself to financial liability if a worker damaged through a personal data breach decides to sue it, she said. Chairwoman Deli Lohman-Smith, a Democrat, downplayed the privacy concerns, noting that only election workers' names, addresses, and phone numbers had been stored with Connick. "And just witness every single person who spoke in public comment just publicly gave their address, and that's been the practice for this board and for pretty much any other public board," Smith said. One of the public commenters, though, said that's damaging enough. 95% of that type of fraud is committed just by using that type of data, name, address, email address, and telephone number," said Jenny Millam, a Republican State House candidate who said she works in the field of consumer fraud. Several other members of the public expressed their fears that, as election volunteers, their data could be compromised. One said she refrains from social media and has declined to give the county her bank account information for direct deposit of her paychecks, all because of privacy concerns. True the Vote, an organization fighting for election integrity, has taken some credit for exposing Konica's China ties. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office has yet to confirm that. In an email to the Epoch Times late on October 7, that office said it was delaying comment on how it determined Konica's use of Chinese servers until Yu's arraignment. Yu was born in China, immigrated to the United States in 1986, and is an American citizen. A Michigan prosecutor terming him a flight risk last week noted he was on his way to the airport with luggage, has numerous foreign business and family ties, and had left his cell phone at home. A judge set bail at $1 million and required you to wear a GPS tether, surrender his passport, and report to California authorities by October 14. Detroit's $320,000 contract with Connick, set to expire in June 2024, has also included software for ballot scanning and absentee ballots. "Our data, which is now back under our exclusive control, was housed on servers located in Lansing, Michigan. Connick, per its contract, only provided logistical and call center support," City Clerk Janice Winfrey was quoted as saying on the website of WDET, an NPR station. "Out of an abundance of caution, all proper steps are being taken, including the termination of Connick's contract. My staff and I are confident that the 2022 election process will run smoothly, delivering, after all votes have been counted, an unimpeachable work product. The Michigan Secretary of State's office said voting had not been compromised. Conic operates a payroll management system for poll workers that is used by Detroit and has never had access to voter data or election data, said Angela Benander, a spokesperson for Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. The Michigan Bureau of Elections does not contract with Conic. Michigan elections remain secure, and voters can be confident in their integrity and accuracy.